I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Pakistan's president says India has yet to provide solid evidence that links the gunman who attacked Mumbai last month to militants inside Pakistan. President Asif Ali Zardari made the comment in an interview with the BBC. His words did nothing to lower tension with India over the incidents last month. Those attacks left more than 170 people dead. Here's more from The World's Matthew Bell.
India is blaming the banned Pakistani militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba for the Mumbai attacks. Indian officials say they have the only surviving gunman in custody, and he's a young Pakistani named Ajmal Kasab. One of Pakistan's leading newspapers has run an interview with a Pakistani villager who says he is Kasab's father. U.S. and British officials say the Mumbai attacks were clearly linked to Pakistan. But none of this, so far, is convincing to Pakistan's president. Asif Ali Zardari explained his view of the situation to the BBC's Alan Little.
When the British and the Americans come to you, your friends in the West, and say to you, we have clear and hard evidence that this was organized from Pakistan.
If that stage comes, and when it comes, I assure you that our parliament, our democracy, shall take the action properly deemed in our constitution and in our law.
In the meantime, though, Zardari says the investigation is ongoing. Pakistan is willing to help, but India, he says, has yet to respond to that offer. Pakistan has made some arrests. One of them is Hafiz Saeed, the leader of the charity group Jamaat-ud-Dawa. The United Nations recently designated the charity as a front for Lashkar-e-Taiba. President Zardari said Saeed's arrest, however, does not show a connection between Pakistan and the Mumbai attacks. If any evidence emerges, Zardari said, the charity leader would face trial.
Let me assure you that if there is any investigation to be found that, pointing towards his involvement in any form of terrorism, he shall be tried for that reason.
U.S. officials have said the Mumbai attack should be a wake-up call for Pakistan to finally crack down on militant groups operating from its soil. But South Asia expert Christine Fair of the RAND Corporation says Zardari's latest comments suggest he will take the same approach toward the militants that his predecessor, Pervez Musharraf, did.
There is nothing in what Pakistan has done thus far that is substantively different from what they've done in the past. And that's why, you know, I think the cynical position is probably the one to have until proven otherwise.
Fair says the people running Pakistan are unwilling to crack down on militant groups that pose a serious threat to the Pakistani government itself.
These groups will ruin that country. But they are so convinced that these groups can be managed and that they can still have some utility in prosecuting its foreign policy, that they won't shut these groups down. It is absolutely baffling.
Zardari and other Pakistani officials say they are cracking down on militant groups, and they point to heavy fighting in parts of the frontier area along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan as proof. Government troops are fighting Taliban insurgents and militant groups there, but Anatole Levin of the Department of War Studies at King's College in London says cracking down on those groups is very different than going after a group like Lashkar-e-Taiba.
Unlike the Taliban, which is confined to the Pashtun areas, they have a presence across the whole country. Not a presence to start a revolution or a rebellion, but a presence to start terrorism, if necessary. Pakistan doesn't need that with all the problems it's got already.
Among those problems, Pakistan is close to being bankrupt. Its territory is being used not just by the Taliban, but also by Al-Qaeda. Add to that, the civilian leadership lacks full control over two of the most politically powerful groups in the country, the Army and the military's intelligence service. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.